RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Crody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Crody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Crody, 10 to 2 on 670 The
Rahimi!
Ah, the fake. Williams looking down.
Best regular season games you'll ever see. And the city of Chicago says the Bears are for real. What a win, an overtime thriller.
You know, I felt that crowd, and I was so blown away by the impact that they had on Saturday night that, I think all of us are going to feel like we want to be playing a playoff game in front of them and so that they can have that same impact there. So, that's really going to be our focus. Is we got to win this division, to earn that right to play a home playoff game, and we have a chance to do that here over the next couple of games.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, a happy day after Christmas. Judson Richards in with you today. I am not Layla. I am not Marshall. I am Mark Grody. But I am happy to be here with you on December 26th, 2025. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. By the way, you are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. That is presented by your local Four dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Again, we are loaded up. Is this a holiday? I don't know. I don't care. We have no time for holidays. We are covering a playoff team here in Chicago as the Bears are headed to the playoffs, just waiting to find out where that seeding will go. Set the table today, what we've got coming up for you. One of my favorites, I've talked to this guy for a long, long time, Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News will join us at 11 a.m. this morning, so just an hour away. Dieter will break down the San Francisco 49ers, this matchup we have coming up for Sunday night football. And then coming up at 12:25, Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic, a regular of this show. He will join us and we will go over injuries. We'll discuss this team and what he made of what unfolded on Saturday night. Then really looking forward to at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Seth Wickersham of ESPN, perhaps more importantly, wrote the book. He didn't write the book on Caleb. He wrote the book on American Kings, the biography of a quarterback. It was Seth Wickersham who had those nuggets, those notes back in May about Caleb Williams' thought process making his way through the NFL draft. We thought we would circle back and, you know, somewhat bookend the conversation, the 2025 season, how it was going for Caleb back in May. The book came out in September. We'll talk to Seth Wickersham, who certainly understands quarterback play and knows the Williams family, Carl and Caleb, much better than the rest of us. And we'll get an idea, perhaps, if that Seth has spoken to Carl and Caleb Williams about what is unfolding now and the tutelage of Ben Johnson and what's unfolding. We have a poll question for you as well. This will be a very active show. If you want to jump in, we would love to hear from you. 312-644-6767. Again, the phone number and the text line again, 312-644-6767. Our poll question today that we will touch upon throughout the show, rather simple, albeit a lot of different directions the conversation can go. We are asking you, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? Okay, 11-4. You know who they've beaten. You know who they've lost to. You know they are in. You know they are chasing the division. But do you have them as a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? Let's take your reaction on that. 312-644-6767. As of now, just under 1,000 votes on our poll question. 67.5% of you so far are saying that you need to see more. So if you want to jump in on that, let's do it. I don't know if I would say that I'm stuck still on Saturday night. I think I just would really like to go back to Saturday night. And I know that the great drama came in the final minutes of the game. Listen, how low things were for the Bears in that game is why the conclusion was so spectacular and why it will be one of the greatest Bears games you will remember, whether it's a regular season or otherwise. If you are a Bears fan, if you invest in this team and you watch that game, whether you've been watching for one decade or two or three or four decades, that is a game that you will remember. And I somewhat look at that game and I envision it, or I see it as a new existence for the Bears. And I don't want to speak too hyperbolic, but we've been asking for two things for a long, long time. Number one, give me a quarterback that can go and win you big games like we just watched unfold on Saturday night. That throw that he made, one of the most spectacular throws I've ever seen. If Danny Parkins was here, damn it, I would try to throw a QB1 party. Because that, I felt like, was his moment, was the moment. The other thing that we have been asking for so long in Chicago is, can I get the connection of a head coach and a quarterback? Can I get the connectivity of when you have a head coach, draft a quarterback, and let them come somewhat growing together? All right, it did not happen in the exact same draft class, but I felt like for the first time in however many years, and I can tell you it didn't happen with Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields, and it didn't happen with John Fox, and it didn't happen with Matt Nagy. In years past, we finally got the cohesion. It felt like the new era we're watching as of now, we saw that connectivity between those two, head coach and a quarterback, on Saturday night. And I felt like they finally got to speak honestly about the relationship, or at least winning allows you to be completely authentic, perhaps even a little bit vulnerable, which I thought Caleb Williams was when he spoke to the media on Tuesday. And it gave us a great chance to dive deeper into their relationship. Here is Caleb Williams on, perhaps it maybe took a little bit of time for him to understand Ben Johnson.
That's what I've wanted. That's kind of how I've grown up, hard coaching. And, you know, I've played my best ball, you know, with a coach like that. And so, you know, he's been just that. He's been consistent, like I said. And then when you get out there in the football field, you know, he tends to call the right play at the right time. It took me a while. It took me, you know, throughout camp, at certain parts, you know, felt like our relationship was pretty fragile. Fragile at certain points from my perspective. It was like, geez, like this dude, you know, doesn't seem like he likes me. He doesn't have to like me. You know, that's what you kind of realize. But at that point also, and to that extent, you start figuring out that's just him. And he cares so much about the sport. He cares so much about us. He cares so much about winning. He cares, like I said, he cares about us as players, that you start figuring out him, and you understand that, you know, when you're on that 53, you know, the 53 by 120, it's you know, that's his place. And so, you know, being able to go out there, you know, do our job exactly how we should and exactly how he teaches it. And then when you get off the field, he's one of the guys. He's a player's coach. He laughs and jokes with us. He's bumping us around and things like that. And so it's fun. It's enjoyable when we're off the field. It's fun and enjoyable when we're on the field. But it did take a little bit.
You know, one of the beautiful things about Saturday night was not just the plays that Caleb Williams made, but don't get lost in there that he didn't do exactly what was asked of him by his head coach, right? We had the blending of the beautiful throws, and you may be able to make the case that the Jahdae Walker pass for him to throw to a spot on fourth down with as many pass rushers in his face for him to make that throw may have been the more difficult throw than the deep ball, the beautiful deep ball that he threw to DJ Moore. But both of those plays were exactly what was asked of him by his head coach. He was not pulling a Houdini act. He didn't spin around and run out of bounds. That was the blending. That was the marriage of a head coach and a quarterback we've been looking for so long. 312-644-6767. We want to jump in on this. Let's hear from Ben Johnson on the flip side of things about his quarterback, Caleb Williams.
From the outside looking in, it feels like your connection with Caleb has come a long way since the spring. What do you think allowed you guys to go from feeling each other out initially to then working and pulling in the same direction?
Well, I think we both have the same goals, you know. We both care deeply about this team. We care deeply about this city. And I care deeply about his success as well. He understands that now at this point. And you only get to that by spending a lot of time together. And that's been what we've been focusing on in the spring and all the way up until now. Every single day we're spending one-on-one time, quality time together to where we can be very transparent with each other. And I think what I've grown to love about him, and I hope he would echo the same thing, I think we're mentally very similar. We share a lot of the, you know, same competitive drive and you know, we think very much the same way in a lot of regards.
Did you think that was the case when you got here?
Caleb's, you know, a little eccentric off the field, and
yeah, it's hard to tell, you know, without knowing a guy, but you know, you certainly respect the type of player that he's always been. You know, he's always been a guy that likes to compete and go out there, and he loves football. And I think when you have common interests like that, I do think it brings people together.
Good stuff there from Ben Johnson. I find it interesting that he says, you know, we kind of align the same way or we're wired the same way. Whatever quarterback you feel like Ben Johnson is going to have, they're going to need to get on his level, right? Like him saying, yeah, we're kind of the same person. No, it's because you coach them to be that way. Why I felt like Caleb Williams has had to perform for you, which is what you want, right? If your car is going to be at the building for a long, long time, if you have a quarterback that's getting early or the first one out, they're probably not going to be a quarterback very long for the Chicago Bears. But one of the traits, to give Caleb Williams credit, one of the best traits I think we've watched from Caleb Williams this year, I think he's highly coachable, and maybe more importantly, I think he's very team first. If he threw it five times and the Bears rushed for 300 yards and they won it on the ground, as long as they won, I really believe Caleb Williams, if he said, I'm just happy we won the game. Not obsessed with his numbers at all. At least that's the read I get. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Derek with us in Munster. Hey, Derek, what's going on? You're on the score.
Hey, man. Happy holidays to you guys, man. I just want to say that the Bears are Super Bowl ready. And let me say something. I attended the Super Bowl in February this year, and I ran into the team president, Kevin Warren, and I go to the Super Bowl in my Bears gear, and he said, man, thanks for representing us. He said, we're going to be here. And in the offseason, when they took care of our offensive line, I was convinced, and then our skill position players are intact, our backfield is intact. I thought our scouts did a good job, but I think the Bears are for real. They don't have any weaknesses in one area, man. They're really consistent. So that's what I had to say.
Derek, you don't think that if I were to point an area of weakness, you think their pass rush is up to snuff at this point?
Well, no, but with everything, I think the Bears have some good. They're not terrible in every area. Yeah, of course, we can always use some more oomph, to get to the quarterback. But I think that what we have now could suffice in getting healthy at the right time and having the momentum. all the naysayers all year have been like, oh, the Bears are not for real. The Bears are not for real. But we keep finding a way to win. And
Derek, thanks for the phone call. And listen, Derek's feeling good about this team. Our poll question today, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team or do you need to see more? Now, the poll question, 68% of you say that you need to see more. Listen, the area I agree with Derek is, because he went to the Super Bowl, to get there, well, you got to punch your ticket. The Bears have punched their ticket. They are going. And from that standpoint, we're watching a defense. Listen, do I think their pass rush is anywhere near a Super Bowl caliber team's pass rush? No. But I've also watched this team get better week in, week out. I've also watched them get healthier week in, week out. And if you've got Dennis Allen, who has more opportunities to do things with more talent, then yeah, I think the defense will be better by the time they get into the playoffs, depending on health. Let's go to Murphy with us in Woodstock. Hey, Murphy, what's going on? You're on the score.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
The Bears are definitely a contender. They made the playoffs, so they're going to the party, and it's just a matter of executing now. And I think they're capable as any team in the NFL. I agree with you. The defense is the area that's got to step it up a little bit. Everybody on the defense, because defense wins championships. So. I'm gonna say Bears Jacksonville in the Super Bowl.
Bears Jaguars in the Super Bowl. How about that, Murph? Thanks for the phone call. Sean, you want to react to that? The Jags.
That got your
attention.
I'm from Chicago, obviously, but I have family in Jacksonville. So okay. My Uncle Phil is like an original Jacksonville Jaguars season ticket holder. So like, if it was Bears Jaguars. I mean, someone's got to be buying his tickets. We're going. We got to go.
Two rookie head coaches. Off the top of my head, I can't think of them.
The two guys that are probably the leading candidates for Coach of the Year, right?
Yeah. Although I'm hearing a lot of Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And they lost Fred Warner. They lost Nick Bosa. They were also in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
They're pretty good.
If Ben Johnson beats Kyle Shanahan on Sunday Night Football on the national stage, just give him the trophy.
That's right, nail in the coffin, right?
Let's duck in one more phone call. Let's go to Barry with us in Westtown. Hey, Barry, what's going on? You're on 6-7 The Score.
Hey, good morning, guys. I really hate to be a downer on a holiday weekend, but I've been a Bears realist all my life. I went to games for 25 years. I stopped going when Cutler was quarterback. I couldn't take it anymore. Then my son got interested in the game, and he really knows his stuff. And so I started watching again. Maybe 10 years ago, and it was very painful. So I'm really excited about what they're doing. And I think the prospects for the future are fantastic, but I think Bears fans are setting themselves up for a grave disappointment if they really think this team is going to the Super Bowl. Anything can happen, but, you know, with the lack of a pass rush, they don't have it. They cannot get it this year. It's not going to happen. With their difficulties with the coverage of the long ball, it's not working for them. It's not happening, no matter who comes back. And with the inconsistency of their offense, you know, I really think they, first of all, have no chance against San Francisco. I think we're delusional in that sense. And I think that they have no chance of getting a Super Bowl, which doesn't mean they won't get into the playoffs. They will. And maybe they can even win a game. But I think that would be about it if they're lucky.
Barry, let me ask you this, Barry. Because you said you're a Bears realist. What were your expectations for this season as a Bears realist?
Oh, like 8-8 at the best.
Okay, so if you had them at 8, it would be 8-9 because you play an odd number of games. Let's say you had them a game under 500.
Right.
And they're about to get to 12 or 13 wins as long as they, you know, beat the 49ers or beat the Lions, and they beat them both, this will be a 13-win team. With the amount that they've exceeded your expectations already, you couldn't find yourself saying it could happen?
No, because what we'll see in this game, and you can record this, is the Bears have given not good quarterbacks open throwing lanes all game long. Brock Purdy will take advantage of that. When they hit really good quarterbacks, who know the game, they're going to get surgically dissected in this game. I feel like they could be, it could be 21-3 at halftime in this game. They're
By the way, Barry, we are recording this. You can find us on the Odyssey app. And so the rewind function works as well. And what I'm hearing for you, though, if they beat the 49ers with all those things, with all the problems you just laid out, which that's a lot of problems for a team that's 11-4. But if they beat the 49ers, will Barry in Westtown change his tune on could this team win a Super Bowl?
you know.
That's a yes, Barry. That's a yes.
No. No. I'll answer your question. Finally, I'll get off. But I want to answer your question with a question. Do you remember that Bears team? I believe they went 13-3 with Urlacher, and they had all these last-minute interceptions, and they kept winning with all these crazy, crazy plays. And they went to the playoffs and got crushed by the Philadelphia Eagles. Just crushed. I don't know what year that was.
2001.
I remember that disappointment. This team is maybe better than that, but it's the same concept. They don't have enough fundamentals, you know, down yet, consistency to beat the really good teams. And they've only faced a couple of those, and they've had the last-minute things and stuff. That only goes so long. And, yeah, if they beat the 49ers, obviously their chances go up, but I don't think they have. I think,
Barry,
you know, my
Barry,
analytics.
Thank you. Yeah, no, Barry, listen. You laid it out really well. And our poll question, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? 68% of you out there with just under 1,000 votes do agree with Barry that you need to see more. However, there's certainly a case to be made on the other side of it because of where they stand. Like, you know, I mean, the way that Barry just described this team, you'd think they were 3 or 4 games under 500. They're one win away from owning the NFC North, being divisional leaders. In fact, if the Packers lose Saturday night to the Ravens, the Bears are your NFC North champs. We've got more phone calls. We'll get to them on the other side, 312-644-6767. Also, we'll talk a little Bears 49ers matchup as well. Could this be the toughest draw of the weekend for the Chicago Bears? That's coming up. You're listening to 6-7 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Purdy. Jennings with a catch.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, that was a highlight from ESPN. The San Francisco 49ers absolutely put it on Old Man Rivers, if you will, Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts. And that is the matchup coming up on Sunday night. That's the Sunday night game, the Bears and the 49ers. Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News will join us at 11 a.m. to break down not only the 49ers, but will they see George Kittle out there with that ankle injury. I am Judson Richards with you on 6-7 The Score, in for Raheemi, Harris, and Grody. And we'll get back to these phone calls in just a minute. We'll reset the poll question as well. If you're on hold, Anthony, you're first in line. I'll get to you. By the way, just a reminder, the 49ers 11-4. I mean, this is a hell of a Sunday night game. Bears 11-4. The 49ers, they are on a 5-game winning streak. The 49ers have averaged 34 points a game over that win streak. They are also chasing the one seed because if they win out and they beat the Seahawks, they would have the one seed in the NFC. So plenty to play for. Brock Purdy has been exceptional. Last three games, according to Pro Football Focus, a 94.2 passing grade. He has been damn good, as has Christian McCaffrey, of course. But a big part of that three-headed monster is George Kittle. So that could tell us a lot if he ends up playing. The Bears have allowed the most deep ball touchdowns in the NFL, tied for 29 of them. That is a scary matchup going up against this 49ers team. Just to reset the poll question, are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? That's what we're talking about this morning on The Score. As of now, just under 1,000 votes, 68% of you say, you got to see more. 31% of you say, I am convinced. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Anthony with us on The Score. Hey, Anthony, what's going on?
My name is Aaron, A-A-Ron, if y'all want to do the joke.
What up, A-A-Ron?
Hey, what up, man? Merry Christmas to you and your family. But no, man, God loves some of these people calling. And I just wish I did the same drugs they did. And I love the Bears, but they're not Super Bowl. They're not Super Bowl yet. You need a 3-technique tackle that can get pressure. You need another guy that can be at 10 sacks before the last two games of the season. And you need a consistent offense that doesn't go 3-and-out. I love this season. I had the Bears winning 9 games, and I would just be happy if they were playing consistent or relevant football towards the end of the season. I would have been happy with that. But Chicago Bears fans, let's enjoy what we have. Let's understand that there's a fluke part of this that we see other teams do every year.
Fluke.
And let's never forgive Matt Nagy for blowing a Super Bowl contending defense, because that's the type of defense you need to win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? All of that can be true, and we can still be happy with the 11 wins. But we're not Super Bowl yet. We're not there yet.
Hey, so Aaron, you know, Aaron, did you just hit the topic of – could the 2018 Bears beat the 2025 Bears?
The 2018 Bears would have blew out the 2025 Bears because they had a defense that made things happen. They didn't depend on other teams to make mistakes. They made those mistakes happen. Now, people are going to say, well, the Bears are forcing turnovers. There's two different ways to force turnovers.
Aaron, what about scoring, though? That was a, I want to say, maybe a 15th best offense in the NFL. I mean, that offense was no juggernaut, Aaron.
Yeah. That team lost to the Miami Dolphins that year in a game that they shouldn't have lost to. I don't even remember how much scoring they did, because none of their scoring came from their offense. It all came from their defense. That team had a scoring defense.
Aaron, thanks for the phone call, or Aaron, which is what I'm going to call you from here on out. I find it really interesting, just because Aaron's a Bears fan, right? He's saying, can't we just enjoy this season? Well, you're at 11-4. You still have the one seed or even a bye on the table. And you're about to clinch the NFC North, right? You just got to win one of the next two games, or the Packers just have to lose a game, and you're going to grab the NFC North. So I understand why you may not believe this is a Super Bowl caliber team, but to give it 0%, it feels a little bit like you haven't been watching. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Mike with us on the South Side. Mike, what's going on? You're on The Score.
Yeah, these are a bunch of Packer haters that you got calling up there. You know that, right?
It kind of feels like it, Mike.
I'm telling you, that's what that is. Let me tell you why they can win. They got a running game, and a running game travels. And you know that traveling goes. It went to Philly and beat them, didn't it? And they're supposed to be a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't know what's going on. These people calling this hating stuff, but the Bears are a legit Super Bowl caliber team because they got a running game. And they, all this stuff talking about fluke stuff, it's not a fluke. That's talent, you ask me. That's just talent. They, if you're averaging 5 yards a clip, you keeping the Brock Purdy's and the Kittles and these other guys on the sidelines because you got the ball all the time. And Mike, you run up and down the field. You don't see them. You don't, they're sitting on the sidelines.
Mike, I got you. I got you. And I'm with you. I don't know if you can ride a running game to the Super Bowl. Because, you know, this season, nothing about it has been fluke. There has been some luck. I would say that the luck is a residue of design. I think there has been some clutch performances. I think there has been some great coaching. I think at times they may have overplayed the talent that they have on the team with as many as injuries that they've had to some key players. I don't know if you can ride a running game to a Super Bowl. But I will tell you this, okay? Because the way I see it, to beat the 49ers, there's three things that need to happen to go along with Mike's point. I'll give you these three. The Bears need to score 28 points or more. 28 points or more. Because if they're going to win this one, I think it's going to have to be a shootout. They're going to need two-plus takeaways. They got to be plus two in the takeaway department. And Brock Purdy will throw some interceptions. He will lob it up every now and again. So plus two in the takeaway department, and then they got to rush for 175 yards or more. You got to keep that Kyle Shanahan offense off the field. A little bit like what the Packers did to the Bears for a lot of that game on Saturday night. 175 or more on the ground, plus two in the takeaway department, 28 points or more is the way I see the Bears win this game. We'll get back to the phone calls on the other side, 312-644-6767. Also, how do the Bears grab the one seed? We'll give you that playoff scenario coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, happy day after Christmas. Great to be with you on The Score all the way until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Then Lawrence Holmes, Zach Zaidman will take over and continue to dive into this Bears 49ers game coming up on Sunday night. 2-11-4, believe it or not. Do you know why we have this matchup, by the way? We have this matchup because both teams finished in last place last season. And now we got two of the best teams in football, ultimately two of the best in the NFC as well. We will get heavy into this matchup coming up at 11 o'clock, so just 15 minutes away. One of my favorites, Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News. We will talk about how this offense is performing by the 49ers. Maybe get an idea. Can it be stopped? Also, the health of George Kittle. That will probably be the biggest question. Does Dieter expect George Kittle to play? Do they expect to rest him with that ankle injury that he came away with on Monday night? Again, they're also somewhat on a short week with it being a Monday night game. So will we see George Kittle against the Bears on Sunday night? Get back to these phone calls in just a minute. A lot of great callers. We'll reset the poll question. Just a reminder, tonight the Bulls, they are back home to host the 76ers. Pregame coverage begins at 6:15 right here on The Score. Tip-off at 6:30. The only local broadcast, again, can be heard on The Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network that is powered by Helly Forklifts. The Bulls are in a really interesting spot. Trade deadline coming up early February. They are 14-15, so one game under 500, but they have won four in a row. So the Bulls back yet again, a team of runs. What, they started out 5-0, had a seven-game losing streak, back on a winning streak. So Bulls and the Sixers should be a good one tonight right here on The Score. That poll question, by the way, we've been going over this morning for our first hour. Are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? Again, still just under 1,000 votes. This is on my X account, at Judson Richards. Some of the tweets that were responded with is from Joseph. He says, love them, excited to see what happens, but I got to see more before I think Super Bowl. And Bryant says, I need to see another game like the Eagles where they dominate all four quarters. That would be nice, right? Can I get, okay, this would be tough to see against the 49ers on a five-game win streak. How about against the Lions? Can I see another game like that Dallas Cowboys game where you're like, oh, this is over by like early second quarter? Just that sort of complete domination. I think we'd all feel a little bit better if this were a Super Bowl caliber team. Let's go to Kevin in Joliet with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So first I'll start with, I feel like no matter what, the Bears can win the Super Bowl and people would say they still don't believe.
yeah, that's funny.
But also, the biggest difference that I've seen, and yes, their defense is flawed, but we've never had a coach nor a quarterback like we do this year. And also, too, who in the NFL scares you? There's really no dominant team that will, you know, that you know you can't beat. Even in the AFC, the Bills are gettable. The Ravens, I mean, there's really nobody out there that is dominating like years in past. So if anything's going to happen where they can, you know, surprise a Super Bowl, is it going to happen? Who knows? But this year, you never know, because there's not one team that's just going to run away with it.
So, Anthony, I'm sorry, Kevin, you tell me you are a believer, right?
I am. They're 11-4, and they made the playoffs. I mean, what else? I'm going to enjoy it, but I believe it. They've got a great offense. They've got a clutch quarterback who loves to thrive in close games, and I don't need to see blowouts. Blowouts don't happen in the playoffs. They need to play close games and handle that stress, and they've done that. I've seen what I need to see.
Kevin, thanks for the phone call, and you want to weigh in on that, 312-644-6767. You know, even if you just said it as simple as he did, they're 11-4 and heading to the playoffs, right? And I know Malik Willis played well, but that game Saturday night, and you know, Austin Booker didn't mean to concuss Jordan Love, and we can get more to that 11 o'clock if it was a dirty hit or not. But things happen throughout a game that you just didn't expect that can immediately change the shape or scope of a game. And I also go back to the tutelage of Ben Johnson and the rest of his coaching staff, by the way, where I've compared them a little bit to a John Calipari team. That's kind of the coach I think of in college basketball when he was with Kentucky, let's say, where he's getting five-star recruits all over the country. But some of them in November are 17 years old and had never played with anybody else on the floor. And they were only used to being the star with the ball every single time. Now, it's great to have all of those top recruits in the country, but you put them on the floor together, things can get a little bit more complicated. And so when you got to March and Calipari had some time to work with them, then they look very different than the team they were in November. That's what great coaching can do. So as Ben Johnson implements a new system, even Dennis Allen implementing a new system and getting players back like Jalen Johnson, Tremaine Edmonds comes back, they're going to continue, I believe, to look better week in and week out. It's not always going to be perfect because the other coaches are also really good at what they do, including Kyle Shanahan. But if you got a great staff on their first year, I think that there will always be improvement coming. And by the way, Caleb Williams, week to week, does get better. He absolutely, think back to week one. Are there areas to improve? Yes, of course. Of course. But the film that he has in front of him, as Ben Johnson coaching him up on said film, even if he's put in a situation, you know, that isn't as comfortably like it to be, whether Ben Johnson asking him to go through a challenging play with as many reads, he will get better just simply by learning from what happened the previous weekend. And I think on Saturday night, we saw the marriage, especially on those two touchdown throws. We saw the marriage of Ben Johnson's vision and Caleb Williams able to execute it at the most challenging of times. So if they play in 3 weeks from now, I think they're going to be better in 3 weeks, health depending. And they're going to get a hell of a challenge on Saturday night. I did want to remind you, because we teased this, the Bears, again, they are one of four teams in the hunt for the top seed in the NFC. And that's along with the Seahawks, the 49ers, and the Rams, okay? So let's assume there are no ties for those four teams that are still playing. The Bears would need to win out and have the Seahawks lose at least one game. All right, the Bears would win a tiebreaker with Seattle and get a first-round bye and home field advantage through the NFC playoffs. So if you've been wondering, like, how exactly do they get the one seed? Win out, Seahawks have to lose at least one game. All right, for the rest of the year, the Seahawks have the Panthers this weekend, and then they have the San Francisco 49ers. So this is going to be an incredible challenge. But this has been the season about really overcoming a lot of these expectations. And so when you say, I don't think they can win a Super Bowl, I would ask you, where did you expect them to be when the season began? I had them winning eight games. Because if you looked at everything that unfolded last year with Matt Eberflus and Shane Waldron and everything that unfolded there, and then you look at what they've done so far, at some point in time, you just have to go, I don't know what this team's capable of. Now, we know where their struggles are. And unfortunately, it's kind of what the San Francisco 49ers do really, really, really well. But part of me is like, all right, so they're 11-5, a chance to get to 12 wins and also win the division. Guess what? You're still in line for a Super Bowl. Even if Sunday night doesn't go your way, and I'm not saying it won't, I do think it's going to come down to a shootout. I gave you my three keys to victory. How they beat the 49ers, who have averaged 34 points a game over their five-game winning streak. You got to score 28 points or more. You got to be plus two in takeaways. And you got to rush for 175 yards or more on the ground. Basically, you got to keep that prolific offense that Kyle Shanahan is running over there off the field as much as possible. How do you do that? It's the thing that the Bears do the best, besides takeaways, and that's run the football. How good is this 49ers team? Their strengths, their weaknesses? We'll ask Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News. That's coming up next. Judson Richards with you on a Friday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.